brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Last hour, I said our guest has saved 35,000. That was an old number. It's 45,000 Chinese girls. They estimate there's something like 20-something million more men in China. Last time I saw, may even be higher than there are women, because they're killing the young women. It's supposed to be about 51% women. Women live a little bit longer, so that goes into the actuary. But also, there's slightly more, if you do international studies, baby girls born than baby boys. Kind of something God designed in there, so there's more women out there, so we can have a leg up as a mammalian species. But that's a side issue. Again, Alex Jones here. Thanks for joining us. Dr. James Yarrow, Ph.D., well-known, I've heard of him many times, Canadian teacher and businessman who founded a big institute in China back in the 60s, discovered how they were killing the children with the one-child policy, which is now on record. Like, his work helped expose that. He's coming up in the next segment. Because he was told by a retired high-level military officer that the litmus test is, will you fire on U.S. citizens? And I just thought, I probably should have done more research, or not more research, more, that's not the word, because I've done the research. I should have done more pulling data and sources to show you here, because I can show you all the Army manuals where they're training for gun confiscation. I can show you all of that where they're training to shoot Americans. I mean, that's on the news now. So you understand, it's not just him talking to this source we're going to try to find out about. It's that it's already hiding in plain view. And the 1.6 billion bullets and the end of posse comitatus and the troops on the streets and all the rest of it, that's coming up in the next segment. He'll be with us for about 35, 40 minutes. And then I will get into Benghazi, because that's very important. And I want to break down what's really behind that. I mentioned some of it last hour, but it's key. That's coming up. And then I'm seeing articles like this every two or three days, where actually every day, really. Because every couple of days I'll see two or three at one time, so I guess it's about every day. There's probably seven of these stories a week, I'd have to guesstimate. Elementary school girl threatened with arrest over paper gun. And you know, you hear about people saying, career day, write about your dad or mom. Well, my dad's in the Marines. You know, here's a picture of him with his M16. Boom, you're arrested. Take it in for psychiatric questioning as a 10-year-old. Doesn't matter, you're the star quarterback or whatever. You know, and I've never been in trouble. It's just crazy. Or you bring a Dixie plastic knife to spread butter, your mother drops in the lunchbox. My mother did that. Boom, you're arrested. But government stomps around in Darth Vader outfits all day. Elementary school girl threatened with arrest over paper gun. Hysteria and aftermath of Sandy Hook reaches new heights. That's an Infowars.com article out of Philadelphia Elementary. Now, of course, in Philadelphia, it came out 5 years ago, they've got laptops they give you watching you at home, and they're the ones that announced that. They're very proud of it. We played the clips of the teachers doing interviews. That's how it broke, going, yeah, we watch you when you're at home. What you're doing, look out. Like they're Santa Claus, a demon claws or something. This is the total demonization of a boy's playing with an orange and green Nerf gun in his front yard with kids. SWAT team is called. The anti-gunners are so anti-gun, they say they don't believe boys should be able to play with guns. You hear about kids getting in trouble for making bang bang, you know, using their fingers as a gun. But the so-called leftists, who are really authoritarians, they want checkpoints, they want 1.6 billion bullets, they want armored vehicles, they want TSA hands on the pants, they want to bomb Benghazi and bomb Syria, they want to do all this. They love force. Bomb Belgrade, go after the Serbs, but that, because it's loving when they do it. They love force. I mean, you know these people when they see an orange gun and kids running around a front yard, you see everywhere. You know that they know that's not a real gun when they see a six-year-old doing it and they call the police. It's like neighbors in Oklahoma saw the upstanding, you know, middle-class family's three-year-old pee up against a tree in the front yard. They came and they gave him a ticket and threatened him with arrest and stuff. And they fired that cop, and they should have. I mean, everybody knows that three-year-olds pee in the yard. But again, it's this idea of get us all in the system, get us in trouble. I mean, folks, I'll be honest with you. I pee in my backyard. I mean, who doesn't? Of course, this was in the front yard.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Second hour of worldwide broadcast. The main host of the Young Turks, Sink, is going to be joining us in the next hour. Coming up in about 30, 40 minutes, I'm going to break down the latest on what really happened in Benghazi and the aftermath of Hillary Clinton's ridiculous testimony and Rand Paul saying that if he was Obama, she should have been relieved of her office, of her position. I mean, they're all in on it. They ordered a stand down in Benghazi to cover up what was really happening there. 8 hours. Their own Al-Qaeda security they hired to run Benghazi are the ones that killed them. I mean, this is incredible. And none of the senators will bring that up. I mean, it's hiding in plain view. But their whole narrative falls apart. And they can't take our rights anymore if they point out that elements of the government, criminal elements, are running Al-Qaeda. Not the whole government. See, they go, oh, you're a 9/11 truther. You're not saying there's not any Muslim extremists. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying our government uses them to take down countries and uses them to then menace America and take our liberties. That's coming up. Now, Dr. James Garrow, Ph.D., is a Canadian teacher and businessman. And in 1968, he founded the Beth Yun Institute, legendary language school in the People's Republic of China, named after the Canadian surgeon, Dr. Norman Bethune, I think I'm pronouncing that right. One day in 2000, Dr. Jim Garrow, executive director of the Institute's popular pink pagoda schools in China, found his assistant weeping. The woman told him how her sister's husband was insisting that the couple's newborn daughter be smothered to make way for a son under China's one-child policy, and this has now all been confirmed. Years ago, they would deny it. Garrow's promised to help and was able to place the infant with an adoptive couple. That's why you see so many Chinese girls in America now, mainly adopted by evil white people, of course, because all whites are evil, according to people like... I've got a bizarre Daily Beast article here we're going to get to later, where they... Well, just wait till I cover it. It's absolutely, absolutely astounding when you see it. Admitting that they're getting rid of America and getting rid of our sovereignty, it's incredible. I've got to cover that today. But Dr. James Garrow joins us because if you're up at Infowars.com, you can see this article. I'll also punch it up for people watching on television. Nobel Peace Prize nominee Obama asked military leaders if they will fire on U.S. citizens. Shock claim purported to come from one of America's foremost military leaders. Well, we've already got General Boykin, former head of Special Forces, saying our government, he believes, was giving weapons to Al-Qaeda, and that's what Benghazi is as a cover-up. He believes? It's admitted. I mean, that's what's so incredible here. We don't know if it's Boykin. I'm going to try to find out here. But the point is, if you go to our article, and there was other articles that actually broke it in the Examiner and a couple others the day before, and I'm giving him credit, our articles, though, back it up with the Army training manuals from 2010, FM3-39.40, internment and resettlement. It also has gun confiscation, how to take over cities. You can click on that and read that. The clergy response teams, the backup that, hey, this guy's credible. That's why we got him on. And I believe he's telling the truth. But I've talked to Colonel Roberts, whose nephew graduated from West Point, was in these Army meetings telling him 10 years ago we're getting ready to confiscate, we're trying to confiscate guns. I've been to the urban warfare drills. I mean, there's hundreds of data points. The Army National Guard trained in Iowa and Arcadia to confiscate guns. That was in the news. You know about this. You saw Katrina. But the litmus test is, will you fire on U.S. citizens? And they tried it in Katrina. They're doing the drills everywhere. But now they bought the 1.6 billion bullets. Now they're hiring people out of the military to move them into Homeland Security as a militarized domestic force. New York Times, scouts trained to fight terrorists and more 3.5 years ago. Those 14-year-old Explorer Scouts are now 17 and a half, training to, quote, take on disgruntled vets that wouldn't turn their guns in. First paragraph of the New York Times, with dozens of color photos showing the simulated killing with paintball guns of veterans in America. I've talked to ROTC people on air and confirmed they don't fight. They don't train to fight Al-Qaeda. They train to fight U.S. militias. They've got 4 TV shows coming out this year demonizing American gun owners, and now we're going to be the new terror force. Homeland Security is now converting over to the American people. Now I'm going to shut up and go to our guest. I wanted to back that up for people so you can go to our article, Nobel Peace Prize nominee Obama asked military leaders they will fire on U.S. citizens. Now, we're going to find out from the man himself who talked to this individual, Dr. James Garrow, Ph.D. Number one, I would say this military officer, you say is a foremost out there, needs to go public or they may die in a kayak accident like the former CIA director who exposed Waco and leaked the FLIR footage because he was upset about it. He better go or she better go public with this right now. And I think it's better for you to do that because the system knows when a general or even a Pat Tillman, someone well-known comes out, that's the danger. If I'm up here showing Army manuals, they know the average person isn't going to go look those up and find out I'm telling the truth. So I'm going to go to you, Dr. James Garrow, Ph.D. Tell us how the story unfolds, what you were told. Then I want to get into saving Chinese girls before they get smothered or used for medical experiments. Thank you for joining us.
Well, thanks, Alex. I hope you can hear me fine.
Yes, sir. We got your video, Scott, and got you on phone. Tell us a little bit about yourself, for those that don't know, and then get into what this military officer told you, this individual.
Well, okay. First of all, I'm an educator but a businessman. I operate schools in China. In the past, I've been a college president and the teacher's college principal here in Canada. So my background is education, but I also am involved in business, of course, in the country of China. I probably have the largest network of foreign language schools in China. And the elite send their kids to our school. So we know a lot about what's going on directly from the Chinese elite, the leaders. Hu Jintao's niece was in one of my schools, and the current leader, Xi Jinping, his daughter was in one of my schools, of course, is now in Harvard. But that's beside the point, but that gives you a little bit of background on me.
And I should have added, you've gotten 45,000 plus, and we actually, David Knight has adopted children from China who would have been disposed of, girls. So he vouches for you as well. And I mean, I know who you are, but he says you're certainly the bona fide. So thank you for that information and saving 45,000 girls that the UN and the eugenicists say are worth nothing because they're such big feminists. Now let's get into this officer, what they told you, and elaborate on this information.
Shall do. I got a call the day before yesterday in the morning. From this officer, a former officer, he's retired, but he was quite upset that one of the people he'd encouraged to join the military was being squeezed out, that he was forced to resign his commission, and it was because a question was asked of him. Now, I've called it a litmus test, but basically what it is, he was asked if in a situation where the military was called upon to go and confront people who were armed, American citizens who would not relinquish their arms, in spite of the Second Amendment right to hold arms, would you fire on American citizens? This gentleman related to me that the officer was totally flummoxed that he would be asked this question, and he said his answer was no, I would not fire on American citizens. And he was forced to resign his commission immediately.
Amazing. Tell us more about, to quote you here from the article, you basically described him as one of America's most foremost military heroes. Can you give us an idea about this person? Is this person going to go public? Can you tell us what else he relayed to you?
Well, we had an hour-long conversation, so it ran the gamut from talking about the transparency or lack of the manipulation of the mindset of the public as a result of a media that no longer actually reports news but now spouts Obamaism. There was that part of the conversation. His concern, though, was that the military was going to be put in an awful position where they had to look at the oath they had taken, look at the officers who were also required to give an oath to obey the orders given by those above them, including the commander-in-chief, which would make it Obama. And if those orders were, in fact, to kill American civilians because they would not give up something they had a constitutional right to in the Second Amendment, namely their guns, he was afraid that so many would be leaving the military that it would leave a vacuum, actually, in fact, for people who would really be swearing allegiance to a new king, a new dictator, Obama. And that was his concern. This man is a legend. Yes, you would know his name. Every American would know his name. And no, he will not be coming public. He'll not be bringing it out in public. He thought that the best thing he could do is put it out in a different way. I was honored that he called me.
So it's not somebody like Boykin?
I can't give you the name. He's asked me not to. So in honoring that request, I won't answer that.
Well, I know several generals, and he'd be at the top of the list. And by knowing him, I know people that have worked with him, made films with some of these generals. And there's only a list of four or five that I know that would probably start talking about something like this. I mean, I know they're training for it. I have the video. I have the training manuals. It's really not a secret. And I've had military call in who said, we've been asked, are we going to fire on citizens? And then we're shipped overseas if we won't, or kicked out. And they're forming and then basically sheep dipping, making them quasi-CIA, Homeland Security, domestic, kind of NKVD units. And I got news for the establishment. You'll be able to kill Alex Jones, take out Ron Paul in the first wave. But once you kill the canaries, I would not want to be anybody in a government uniform at that point. And that's part of the plan, too, a civil war. I want to talk about your hour-long conversation with this person and where the military is training to kill us and take our guns. I mean, obviously, the Obama's controllers, the foreign globalists, they know This is designed to destroy the military and police, which is what you said. It gets rid of them because you're still going to have bad officers commanding them, and then brings in the new forces.
If you've ever wanted one of our best-selling generators, but were waiting for an offer so crazy you couldn't refuse, then you're not going to want to miss this exciting message. Here's why. Our solar generators provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce electricity from the sun. So when the lights go out, you'll always have the power you need. Now, here's the best part. Every year, we accumulate a few solar generators that we just can't sell as new. We put them in a special spot in our warehouse, and we discount them heavily at the end of each year. We call them scratch and dent units, but they're really just like new. Each unit comes with a full factory warranty and special bonuses you just won't believe. Don't wait, they go fast. Go to scratchanddentsolar.com, that's scratchanddentsolar.com. For the craziest offer we've ever made, go to scratchanddentsolar.com, that's scratchanddentsolar.com.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails and eliminate toenail fungus with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Just apply one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time and it's guaranteed. Try this all-natural antifungal and herbal formula for women and men. Call 816-896-8307 or get free shipping at nailsofsteel.com. Nailsofsteel.com. It's like a salon in a bottle.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
PinkPagodaGirls.com is the site of the foundation and organization that saved over 45,000 Chinese girls that would have been smothered, drowned, or medical experiments. Now they just come and pick them up. The state picks them up, and they just disappear off into a labyrinth of hell, just like the Falun Gong being blood-typed and then harvested for the elites for their organs. We're going to get into that in the next segment with our guest, Dr. James Garrow, Ph.D., very highly respected individual. You know, my guess, if I have to say who it is that it'd be somebody like Lieutenant General William Boykin, who's also exposing right now that our government's giving weapons to Al-Qaeda. And that's in the news today. That's coming up after our guest leaves us. And by the way, that's in the film Behold a Pale Horse, America's Last Chance, starring country music legend Charlie Daniels. And Boykin is in that film. That's why I'm guessing it'd be somebody like Boykin. Because, you know, you can disagree with some of his views in the past, but he is overall a patriot who's anti-New World Order and pro-sovereignty, and that's about the only kind of guy I'd see exposing that. Somebody like, you know, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, who was in government, exposes this type of stuff. Another Roberts, Lieutenant Colonel, Roberts out of Oklahoma, he's exposed things like this. But, I mean, it's all out there. We're going to get into China coming up in the next segment, but what else, Dr. Garrow, can you relay to us in this hour-long conversation, and why did this senior household name, for anybody that knows military, one of America's foremost military heroes, to quote you, why would they come to you, man? I mean, I know he knows you, and tell you this information, and then say, get it out there, but I can't say, and then relay other things that he told you?
Well, I would suggest that he's talking in fear, that he knows that the Obama administration has a circle of death around them in terms of, I use that term because that has been said to me, because there are people who have met with an unfortunate fate, who have dared to cross Obama. But this gentleman came to me, I've known him for about 17 years, and he came to me as a result of the fact that he had read the book that I had just written about my work saving baby girls in China, and he had called me about 3 months ago, saying, "Hey, I bought a copy of your book. It's wonderful." Da 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 da, and that made the connection. So the other day when he called me, he was just saying, "Jim, look, I know you're connected with all sorts of people. You're on the net. You know how to do all these things. Would you put this out for me?" And I said that it would be an honor for me to do that.
Well, obviously, he's risking his life putting this out because the info is out there. And a lot of these older generals, he came to you because he doesn't understand the internet completely and how it works. You know, they still, I mean, obviously, he knows the NSA is going to track this back. They're going to know the relationship. Obama knows. And, I mean, I guess he thinks that if he just puts it out through an intermediary, they won't go after him. The danger is now not going public full bore. That's when they come after you. But if they kill this foremost military hero, living hero, then everybody will know. So, I mean, in a way, I guess it's good that he did talk to you. But what else did he say about this other person he got to join the military years ago, now being asked if they fire on U.S. citizens? I mean, what else did he tell you about the plan to come after us?
Well, that's basically it. He was reflecting back to me what was being said to him about this poor fella who he'd encouraged to get involved in the military and the managed, you know, gone up the ranks. Suddenly, this litmus test was being put in front of him, and it was either, you know, you're going to agree or you're not. You're going to get squeezed out. So his concern was that good, loyal Americans who had decided to give their lives to the country in the service of the country were being put in such an awful position. I mean, this is the kind of thing that you would expect to have a test of loyalty, as it were, for people who were involved in Mao's regime or down in Chavez's regime or somewhere else, like the Nazis. This is the kind of thing they would have done. This isn't what happens in a democracy. This isn't what happens with people in the services serving the nation, putting their lives on the line. This is just not what happens. So the shock here is the knowledge that this isn't just one person it's happening to. This person came forward. This person is somebody of integrity. But my goodness, it's not just this one gentleman. It's others and women who are put in this position of and are now being asked the question, would you in fact do this? And that was the shock for this this well-known American hero.
We're going to go to break, come back in a long segment, and get into what's happening in China and the authoritarianism over there and what you've dealt with the killing of these little girls that you've been saving, but the countless millions you haven't been able to save, unfortunately. But I'm going to briefly, when we come back, break down for people and then get your take on this, that the military, and I've noticed even senior brass, they're experts in their area, but not in full spectrum. I know what the globalists are planning because I watch their propaganda, and they prepare the ground first before they do it. They have billed Obama as Lincoln. And now they're, and I said this 4 years ago, Now they're saying that he's going to have a civil war and be our God, be our king. That they've got this set up.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
For many years, the 100% organic nutritional supplement, Heart and Body Extract, has been helping people worldwide with wellness issues. It all started with the health concerns of the product's creator, Sharon Harris.
I know what it's like to suffer, to be in pain, to have severe headaches, to have legs, ankles, feet so swollen, I was not able to wear my own shoes. Out of desperation, I decided I'm going to need to create something.
The result is Heart and Body Extract.
Well, Heart and Body Extract is liquid, an organic herbal formula. It's made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, butcher's broom, bilberry, kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper.
Many people see results with Heart and Body Extract in as little as 2 to 3 weeks. Get well now. To order, visit hnbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive? From natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought, to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy. Our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, "Almost all of the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you." Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting non-GMO long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
I'm going to get into what we're facing here in just a moment. And I tell you, I know about some of the few generals that have actually been anti-New World Order to some extent. I know about a few of the generals that have met with people that I know who've been woken up now, mainly retired generals. I know about generals that have and admirals that have been shot and killed, you know, in the chest and in the head multiple times, and it's ruled suicides the last few years. All the generals you've seen having to resign, having to step down or resign their commissions, admirals, heads of CENTCOM. The truth is our military keeps saying no, 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 no. Even handpicked guys from West Point in the military 30 years. Who've got whole careers and, you know, everything ahead of them the last few years, they are resigning. We're going to talk about that in a moment. Briefly, we are a listener-supported radio, filmmaking, news organization. And when you buy books and videos and materials at InfoWarsStore.com, you get the very lowest prices on things like ProPure stainless steel water filters with promo code water. You get 10% off. And you support the transmission. Wars are not cheap. Wars take money, and this is an info war. We know the truth will set us free, and that all that evil men entire seek to flourish is that good men and women do nothing. So again, we have the new T-shirt, come and take it. And inside the AK-47, it says, the right to keep bare arms shall not be infringed. And we also have Behold a Pale Horse that has General Boykin in it, a patriot, exposing Agenda 21 and the entire New World Order system. So be sure and get all of that at InfoWarsStore.com and spread the word about the broadcast. I'm up here risking my life to get the word out because I realize how evil the globalists are. I realize there's no future if we don't beat them. They plan, and now shifting gears back to our guest, Dr. Jim Garrow, the big plan is this, and I've studied history, I've studied the Rand Corporation's writings, I've studied the writings of the leftist financed by the big banks that want a collectivist system for the grassroots, where the globalists are exempt from all the laws offshore, so they can then take our tax money as corporate welfare offshore, invest our pension funds in their fraudulent derivative scams to hold the entire financial system hostage. That's it in a nutshell. It's a corporate fascist system, a crony, anti-free market, capitalist monopoly system sitting on top of a lower-tier socialism communism, social engineering program. And I started seeing this 5 years ago, and I'm on record in Obama deception 4 years ago. I'm on record in Fall of the Republic 3.5 years ago, two films about Obama, saying they're building him up as a messianic Christ. They keep saying he's Lincoln, he's Lincoln. He'll be like Lincoln, you'll see. And I said, they're doing that to later, if they decide to bring in martial law, say he's Lincoln who will crush the states. Then he creates the 10 region governors. To say, oh, I don't need 50 states, I've got 10 appointed governors. He creates the rural council over communities all over the country. And I'm going to get our guest take on this. And says Homeland Security and the Pentagon is over that. And then we get the training manuals for it. It's gun confiscation. Okay, so this is totally, absolutely creepy. And now they're, and I've done reports on this, we're going to do another this week because it's paramount. They're saying, he's Lincoln, let the states, and I even have an article here today, let the states not turn their guns in. Let the legislature say no. He's Lincoln and will crush a new civil war. Well, we're not going to start a war. They're going to go out and try to take the guns, provocateur stuff, a new Waco if they have to, and they're going to try to elicit a 1776. So that's why I got it out in the open on Piers Morgan and said it will trigger a new 1776, not to cause one, but to point out to everybody out there in TV land, hey, this isn't going to be fun. Now, I'm going to shut up and go to our guest. As we went to break and I said that, he was nodding his head going, absolutely, that's what he said. So what did the general, because we know who you're talking about. I know who goes in these Christian circles. I went and did some searching. I think I know who the foremost military hero is. But again, I think he's made a mistake only going through you, his 17-year friend. The system, if I could figure this out in about 5 minutes, the system knows, without even using phone tracking systems. So tell the general, he's not stupid, that he needs to go completely public. But going back to you here, sir, what is your take on what I just said of the master plan? They plan to start a war using guns to then label all conservatives and libertarians the enemy, which is in all the Homeland Security training manuals that we got from state police and federal marshals. Go ahead.
You know, Alex, the only time I've ever seen you, and, you know, I'm not a watcher of programs like yours, but the only time I've seen you was when I went and did a little bit of research, and I ran across this thing where you took on this British guy, Piers Morgan, you just mentioned him.
Yes.
And I thought, you know, you just fried the guy. You just fried him. But you put it out there with such intensity that I thought, you know, maybe I'm going to get fried today. I don't know. But you know what? You're hot, man. You're on the money. When you talk about them setting it up to take away the guns, and they're looking for the crisis. Come on, that's what Valerie Jarrett has been pushing Obama into, create a crisis. And your military friends, they all are aware of what's going on. The nightmare for them, the nightmare scenario, is having to turn their guns on American civilians because the new emperor, or at least the guy who thinks he's the new potentate, thinks that he can just go out there, crush the Second Amendment, crush the Constitution, and then crush anyone who gets in his way. What's been the pattern, Alex, so far? When people get in his way, what happens to them?
And that's because the globalists are taking over everywhere. He's their puppet. I saw a video of the Speaker of the House at a dinner groveling to Michelle Obama and her rolling her eyes and batting him away. It is pathetic how Congress, sycophantically through fear, is lining up to serve Obama. What did your military source say? Because when I walked out after the break, you were saying, that's dead on, that's what it is. Was the military source saying they want a civil war, or were you agreeing with my analysis? Because we have all these top Democrats saying, we need a big crisis to make you king.
Alex, it was my military contact who said it is so obvious to him, so obvious to the man that was resigning, that what they were setting up was a takeover, a total takeover, by Obama, and using the military to have it happen. And if the military will not, if they'll not give the right answer to this litmus test, they've got a whole army of young kids who don't know any better, ready to move in. And keep in mind, who are the people who get away with in the despotic times? Who are the ones that they rely on in the end? It's the young kids who don't know any better, but who can point a gun and kill people.
Wait a minute. So your military source knows about the FEMA Corps. Now, this isn't secret, but it's not well known to the public. Describe what he told you about that, about the Ugin squads from about, 17 down to 14.
Well, his words exactly were, here's the Hitler Youth being resurrected now under this name of Obama Corps. That's exactly what he said.
Oh, Mike, this is devastating. This is devastating. Because I've gone and looked this up before I got you on, and I know the big Christian circles you're in. I 99% I know, and I've talked to you off air, and you're just like, nope, I'm not talking. But I know who this is. And I know other military officers, colonels and others, that are saying the same thing. I've got family that told me years ago I was right about everything, but now won't even talk to me, who's in the Army. I mean, this is because they've been passed over promotion just because they're related to me. And I mean, this is amazing that this is going on.
Are you armed? Are you armed? Do you have armament?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Well, you need them. And, you know, the vice president of my company in the U.S. is a guy named Eric Rush, who happens to be a black guy who's a journalist in your country. Well, you know what I did for him yesterday? I purchased him an AR-15 and a sidearm because I am so worried about the things that are being said right now. He's out there putting it out through WorldNet Daily, I think's the name, putting the word out, letting people know the dangers of what, are you ready for this? What China is demanding of Obama.
No. China, we broke it a month ago, the Drudge Report, drudgereport.com link to it. Their People's Daily, I know you're in China and been there, you know it. Their TV said, you will, quote, have a war against your gun owners. We're ready to back you, and they're the biggest owner of the debt. And then I've got a Daily Beast article where they said, it's good that Piers Morgan is leading the anti-gun deal. We need to get Americans used to foreigners running things. I mean, this is insane. Go, break down what's happening in China.
What's happening in China is they know. Well, first of all, do you know that the Chinese call Obama the monkey man? Do you know that?
I've seen that in the news, yes.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with him being black. It has everything to do with the way they treat monkeys. Monkeys are like puppets in China. So Obama is looked upon as a puppet of China. That's how he's looked upon. And they know full well that when he comes hat in hand begging for more dollars, they're going to make more demands. Were you the one who broke the news about the fact that in Idaho they've set up this thing very much like Shenzhen, China, a special economic zone? Was that you, Alex?
Yes, we're one of the ones, and now Jerome Corsi has confirmed that all over the U.S., I actually visited some of these in my first film, they're setting up these economic zones where the government lets the Chinese government be tax-free, but then citizens aren't. That's the model in the future. Globalist will be tax-free, but we will be under Agenda 21.
Well, you know, I've talked to Joseph Farah about that. I've talked to Jerome Corsi about that very thing. You know, Jerry Corsi, he endorsed my book. And my book came out through Joseph Farah. But I'm telling you, the information that's available to some people about what's going on in China and how they're treating the American land and the American resources, they're treating it as this, it is something which they will be able to grab sometime soon. And so the fact that they now have five special economic zones throughout the United States, you've got to be aware of what's happening. The fact that discussions have taken place with Obama and some of his officials in China to talk about...
The NAFTA superhighway is their invasion route from the Pacific side of Mexico right into the U.S., and they're going to be brought in. I've talked to top officers, but it's even in the Washington Post, agreements to bring in, under NLE 09, troops from 15 nations to quell domestic unrest. That's at FEMA.gov.
Mm-hmm.
And guess who was on the list of the 15 nations?
with it?
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm telling listeners. It's all, and people say that'll never happen. Once they start a civil war, it will.
Yeah, it's already happening. They're setting it up for civil war. They're setting it up to take away the freedom of the American people. And Obama, he doesn't believe in freedom. He doesn't believe you should ever have a gun.
What else did your military source, because again, if you're a new listener, folks, China officially said, quote, have a war against your gun owners, we will back you, on their biggest TV, State Run, and the People's Daily. I mean, they're openly saying this and saying, we own your debt, you take their guns. I mean, and then I've got a Daily Beast article saying it's good that foreigners are telling us what to do. In fact, I'm going to dig it up here. I'm trying to find it.
No, and you're absolutely correct, Alex. It's exactly what's going on. The Chinese are demanding that Obama take control of the guns because as they move in and steal the resources of America, buy them out in satisfaction of the debt, which Obama knows full well he cannot pay. Well, you know you're not going to be able to pay your credit card. Why don't you run it up as far as you can? As long as they're saying yes, right? Get as much goodies as you possibly can. That's the mindset of Obama.
Well,
he knows full well he will never have to actually pay the debt. All he has to do is say, hey, we've already shut down the oil industry. They're not drilling. We'll give you permission to drill. We've already destroyed the coal industry in America. So come, take the coal. You can use it. It's a better coal than you have in China. They need it. They need the resources of America, and that's what they are demanding from Obama.
And let's be clear about this. China has been maneuvered to be the biggest owner of our debt by the Federal Reserve, who set this up when they could have just monetized and paid the debt that way. Instead, they had the Chinese communists come in to kill, you know, millions of their dissidents on record because they're the model of globalism. We're told by the CFR, China is the model, not the Chinese people. The authoritarianism they use, the slave wages, the apple factories with the suicide nets, so no one can compete in the West. To consolidate power in globalist hands, and then the Chinese People's Daily and their biggest TV station, we did a news article linked to it. Paul Watson was aware of it because his wife is Chinese, and she first alerted it. Paul went and found the actual English version of it, and they say, I've read this on air, listeners can go pull it up. In fact, guys, the headline's something like Chinese state-run media tells Obama to take the guns. Pull up the InfoWars for me, guys. Good job. I want to show viewers, radio listeners, pull it up. And they say, quote, wage war against the gun owners. Do whatever it takes. It's key. We are, you know, we've given you money. And again, they're going to be given the national parks. The land is collateral. That's all official. The Chinese communists were being conquered. And they're saying, hey, we own your people now. You take their guns. I mean, and now the UN treaty's coming up. This is the master plan. It's so evil.
Yeah, you know, it's funny, but I was told, when I checked with my friends, I said, have you ever heard of this guy, Alex Jones? And one of my American friends said, well, you know, he's a bit of a conspiracy theory nut. And, you know, now I've come on, I've listened to what you've had to say, and I'm sitting here going, wow, what, this guy's not a nut. You have the information. I don't know where you're getting it, but I'm telling you, you are right on the money. And keep in mind something. Yamamoto was right when he said, you don't want to invade America because behind every blade of grass there'll be a gun. And you know, the Chinese know full well that's exactly the situation with America right now. Obama knows. He's got his marching orders. He's been told to take your guns. He's been told to have your people crushed so that the Chinese can do what they want.
You're right. And we did find that People's Daily, one of the articles, where it says innocent blood demands gun control, and then it talks about waging war against American gun owners. But here's the article, Peers Pressure. Believe it or not, Morgan is a great spokesman for gun control. And the article goes on to say he is globalization 2.0, you know, teaching us to basically go under global government, and it will only survive if we submit to this. I mean, this is amazing what they've done to us.
Oh, absolutely. You've been manipulated every which way but loose. They know full well that and here's the other thing. The United Nations and the World Bank, in collusion with Obama, suppose he turns around and says to them or to the world community, you know what? We cannot meet the debt. Could you help us out here? Could you help us broker a fair solution and pay off the debt in some way possible, in whatever way possible? And the United Nations will be, and the World Bank will be glad to say, yes, we'll come in. In fact, let's just do this. Let's look at Idaho. Look what you got out there. You got all this open space. Let's look at Kansas. We need to be able to grow grain.
And that's why they've got to have Obama as the head of the U.N. Security Council violating Article 1, Section 9, Clause 8. That's why they admit in this Daily Beast article by Peter Beinart, who really shows he's a globalist, they've got to get us used to this. They've got to get us ready to go under world government. It's so incredibly sick that they've maneuvered us to this point. And by the way, they found it in the People's Daily. Punch it back up for me, guys. They found where it said Obama needs to engage in a protracted war. You guys just had it. You had it right on the spot. With the war part. That's what I wanted to read on air. TV viewers saw it. There it is. Action speaks louder than words. If Obama wants to take practical measures to control guns, he has to make preparation for a protracted war and considerable political cost. Then they go on to say the Chinese government's ready to help. What do you make of that? I mean, that is just in our face.
Yeah. Well, keep in mind, it's an incremental thing. And that's what this guy is. Obama's all about incrementalism. What's he done to the American public? Would you ever countenance for 1 minute any man putting their hands on your wife? Would you ever? Wouldn't you detect the person who do that?
But now you do, TSA.
Every time you go into the airport, every time.
Stay there. We're going to come back. You know what's going on.
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive from natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy? Our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, "Almost all of the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting non-GMO long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Hey there, Frank Bates here. Have you heard about the weird device that could wipe out 280 million Americans? This is really scary stuff. Defense experts warn that this odd device poses the gravest threat we've ever known. In fact, just a few weeks ago, former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich wrote an op-ed piece for the Washington Post warning about this deadly threat. I can't believe that more people aren't talking about this. It may be because the liberals and the government are trying to cover it up. That's why my friend just created a free video at WeirdDevice.com that exposes this threat and blows the doors off the conspiracy. Go watch the shocking video at WeirdDevice.com right now to discover exactly what it is, plus discover the number one way you and your family can survive this deadly attack. I'm not sure how long this video will be online, so go to WeirdDevice.com before it's gone forever. Again, that's WeirdDevice.com.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Well, this is the end of our interview here in about 6 minutes with Jim Garrow. But I want to get him back on for a full hour next week or as soon as he can. He saved over 45,000 young, newborn baby Chinese girls that would have been killed. And he joins us right now. Here's the Daily Beast, okay? And there are literally dozens of similar articles by Peter Beinart, how you pronounce it. And this is, of course, Newsweek's biggest publication online. And they say, we got to get Americans used to globalism. You got to go read it. And that we're preparing everybody and that America's power is in decline. Globalization means that other nations will influence and judge us and that we must basically do what they say. And they go on to say, Chinese officials are lecturing us, and that's good. That's a quote. Mexican billionaires are lecturing us. That's good. I mean, you got to go read this. And then it goes on to say Al Jazeera's purchased Current TV. That's good. It's good for us to go under foreign control. And then he says somewhere Alex Jones is readying his flamethrower. Let him. Because in the next round of the culture war, we will likely not just pit black and brown versus white. That's why they get on the news and say gun owning is racist. We're going to get the whites. That's why Rangel saying whites are the enemy. You know, Southerners are the enemy. Gun owners are the enemy. And you're like, that's really crazy. You know, political correctness teaches everybody to be nice, which is, but then, this is all a plan. And secular versus religious, it will pit those Americans who can't accept the increased, let's just go to our guest. It says Alex is readying his flamethrower, letting. They basically just say they're going to smash us. I'm seeing this everywhere, and I've seen this in the Weatherman FBI trials where some of them admitted to being in these meetings. Where they said, we're going to kill the libertarians and conservatives. They said, we're going to put them in re-education camps. We're going to bring the Chinese in to do this. I mean, this is insanity. But they're really, it looks like, going to try it with the Civil War as the cover, kicked off by taking the guns. I just read that, where they say, Alex Jones is our enemy. Don't worry, we're going to get him. I mean, Piers Morgan has said he wants to shoot me. What do you make of these people?
Well, you know, the Founding Fathers knew exactly what was going to come down the pipe. If ever people lost sight of why the Constitution was built the way it was, why the Republic was framed the way it was, and what you're doing, you are actually, and, you know, again, I'm back to this thing of where is this nutcase Alex Jones coming from? Well, you're not. You're on the money. And you are providing the protection that the Fifth Estate, that the people in the media should be providing the people of the United States by exposing the very things that you're talking about. There's a huge, I'm going to say it because there's the word, there's conspiracy, there's complicity all over the United States. And, you know, your poor military people are sitting there. They know, they are aware, they know the manipulation, they know the expectation that they will be called upon to move against the American people. These people are heart sick. They're heart sick of the portent of having to turn their guns against their own people. And so they're walking out in droves, Alex.
Which is part of the plan, because they already have the collaborators lined up ready to take over.
That's right. And by the way, one of the first people...
Well, they should say yes, they will. They should say yes, they will in this situation and infiltrate the New World Order. I mean, that's completely biblical, just like the spies visiting the city and, I mean, that's got to be done. I say, just say, yeah, I'll fire on them. And then sit there and warn everybody behind the scenes. And I think that's the answer here.
Well, it would be great if they were left to that, if they weren't put in positions where they have to actually say no all over the place. And remember, these people are crafty. Look at Obama. Has anyone ever made Obama stand up in public where he was actually questioned about everything in his past?
No, everything's always staged. I mean, he's got three different names. Everything's sealed.
Yeah, what's with this? What happened to a legal system that, you know, pulls back the onion and everyone has justice applied to them equally? Well, Obama, golly gee, what's going on with him?
Amazing. James Garrow, we've got to have you back up again soon. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you, Alex.
PinkPagodaGirls.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level.
trouble. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.